Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Stollard is here, too. Michael is a longtime member, more than 7-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the CEO of E Pluribus Partners, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he is one of our top entrepreneurship and leadership experts. And he's our good friend, Michael Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. I don't know if you heard my little rant before you got here when I was telling the audience you were going to talk to us about blind spots.
Yes, I did hear about it. Paradigm changes.
What do you think about it? Well, I was just talking about people. You know how paradigms work? Paradigms are nice. Well, we love our paradigms. We love the set of rules that we're given. Usually we're given them, but we assume them. We collect them. Situation where we operate inside a set of rules, whether it be work, it could be our faith. Religious faith is kind of a paradigm, and we learn how to be successful inside of those, whether it be selling or operating a business or whatever. But we get so connected to them that when those rules stop being effective, they stop being relevant, we don't see it, or we deny it, and it takes us down. What do you think? Is that a blind spot?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think of the most famous blind spot that's been talked about in history, and that's, the time when we thought everything rotated around the Earth, right?
Right, before Copernicus,
we eventually discovered that wasn't so.
Right.
So, yeah. If you want, let me jump into some blind spots. I know you had mentioned paradigm changes, and I want to get there in a minute.
That's
because,
fine.
And I'm glad you brought that up. One, a blind spot that affects a lot of leaders today that they just don't see, that's why it's a blind spot, is that they fail to value having a coach or a mentor in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would ask them to think about is this. Think about world-class athletes. You will not find a single world-class athlete who does not have a coach. It does not happen.
More than one, probably.
And right, these days, especially at the high end, they have more than one. And why is that? Because we have blind spots as human beings. We can't see things that we're doing that hold us back. It's just the nature of human nature. And so that's true with leadership, too. So it doesn't have to be a professional coach. So I have a mentor right now who is, he's a seasoned media executive. In fact, you know him, Jim. You've met him.
Right.
And he's coaching me on just improving awareness of our business through media.
Mm-hmm.
So we all need coaches and mentors if we're going to reach our potential. And that's a blind spot for a lot of leaders.
Well, absolutely. And, you talked about you can't see your own stuff. When I had my consulting business, I would walk into a business and start working with a CEO of a small business, and within 5 minutes, even though I didn't know the business like the CEO did, and she was a lot smarter than me, within 5 minutes I could see what was wrong. But as much as they knew, they couldn't see it. And we would start working on that thing that I saw within 5 minutes, and over the next few months, we'd fix it. But it would take that long to fix it, but it didn't take long to identify it. And here's the other thing. When I wanted to make my business better, I called on my clients and asked them to consult with me, and they did the same thing with me.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't let them bill me for it, though.
Well, that shows a lot of wisdom and humility on your part, that you're seeking the opinions of others. And that, that's a perfect
lead. It's not easy, though.
Right. Hearing that feedback sometimes can be painful. But, that's a perfect lead-in. What you just said is a perfect lead-in to talking about paradigm changes, because the way to protect ourselves from when the world changes and we're just not aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
A great story is about Intel. The CEO of Intel, Andy Grove. This is back in the day when Intel was primarily in the memory business,
mm-hmm.
and Grove had encouraged people to speak up to him, which wasn't easy to do. He was a little bit of an intimidating figure, but he did have several people tell him. Most people in the industry thought that the Japanese were dumping product into the U.S., memory mm-hmm. product at cheap prices. Mm-hmm. Well, he had a guy who worked for Intel in manufacturing in Asia told him, no, that the Japanese really had quality that was so good that their prices were cheap. They were actually making money at those prices.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a salesman from his company tell him that he saw quality statistics that showed how much better the Japanese quality was than Intel. And then he had another person who shared some information. Now, this was just three bits of information, but because he was open to that, he connected the dots and he said, you know what, if we stay mm-hmm. in this business, we're going to get creamed. And so what he did is he shifted the focus to microprocessors. Over the next decade, Intel became larger than their next three competitors mm-hmm. combined in the mm-hmm. microprocessor business, and they really took off as a company. But the world had changed on him because the Japanese quality was so good in memories, and it was because he opened himself up to feedback,
right.
to giving people
so the
a
possibilities.
Voice.
He imagined, what if what I'm seeing is real? But see, what happens a lot of times is the first thing we do is we deny. Then we start getting frustrated because what we denied is real and it's impacting our business negatively. But we get frustrated because we think it's because our organization is not functioning, it's not performing. And the truth is we're asking our organization to operate with tools and practices that are out of date.
Yeah, and there's a great practice to just help protect us from that, and I call it knowledge flow sessions. Which is, it's important.
Knowledge flow sessions.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is, you know, getting your team together, the people who you respect and people who are closest to the business, and sharing and putting your cards on the table and saying, here's what I think. But I don't have a monopoly on good ideas, and I want to know what you think is right, what's wrong, what's missing from my thinking.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about
that? Gets the conversation
going.
Can
we expand that in the next segment?
You bet.
I'd like for you to help us with that. Folks, that's what we're going to do when we come back. We're going to talk about how to get yourself out of your own way. If you've got blind spots, if you've got, if you don't see the shifting, a paradigm shifting, maybe your big paradigm shifting, if you don't see it, like if you're not seeing that the age of the customer is taking over and overriding the age of the seller, that's a major paradigm shift. If you're not seeing that, you're about to get into trouble. We're going to get Michael to help us understand how this works, how to solve this after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Michael Stollard and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.